This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. My very special guest today is Don Axe, and Don is the owner of Valley View Urban Farms in Spring Valley, and he's going to be telling us all about urban farming and homesteading, even in a small space, as we work to get back to our agricultural roots here in East County. Don, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Miriam. Nice to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, listeners, a lot of you may not know that according to the Farm Bureau here in San Diego County, we have more small family farms under 10 acres than any county in America. That's right, more than Iowa or Kansas or Nebraska or anywhere else. So, Don, just how small is your urban farm?
Well, our urban farm is on a half an acre, and a lot of it is a slope. So we have maybe a quarter of an acre that we do all of our farming on.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was out and visited this, and I was just so impressed with how much you've been able to accomplish in a small space. So let's talk about, you know, some of the things you do there. But first, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get into this?
Well, I was kind of born into it. My grandparents had a 20-acre farm up in Escondido, and they raised cows and horses and planted a lot of vegetables. So I couldn't wait to get up there and spend the summer with my grandparents growing up. And so it's kind of born into me, and I enjoy doing it my whole life, off and on. So I've been able to start this urban farm here in Spring Valley and be able to provide for family with organic products and some
extras to sell, as well as classes that you teach. And we'll be talking more about that in a minute. But first, tell us about the hydroponics. For those who aren't familiar with it, you raise vegetables and fruits both via hydroponics, which is essentially in water, and also soil grown in raised beds. What's involved in getting started in the hydroponics, and why do that? It seems a little bit counterintuitive since we're in a drought. How does that work?
Well, typically a hydroponic system will save about 95% water use over a ground or soil garden. So a lot of evaporation goes on with the soil. But with the hydroponics, it's pretty much a closed system. So we'll start our seedlings and put them in our hydroponic system, and within a month, they're completely grown and ready for harvest.
You were using what they call a floating bed for this?
A floating mat system where it's insulation, a mat of 4x8 floating mat on about 6 or 8 inches of water.
Mm-hmm. And how big is the raised bed?
It's before 4 feet by 8 feet. Mm-hmm. So we can typically grow about 60 heads of lettuce in that area within a month.
Wow, that's amazing.
So very fast. We don't have to worry about weeds or gophers.
Instant salad bar.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, you also have vegetables and fruits even growing in raised planter beds and just about everything else. Tell us about where you get your materials to build the beds from.
Sure. When I started this, I didn't have much money because 2008 came and I had a construction-related industry that was not going to be staying alive. So I was looking around to be able to start growing some things for our family and providing healthy food for us. Mm-hmm. So a great source was a free list on Craigslist. So I would gather products and different things that people were getting rid of and not wanting to use. Also, there were a lot of homes in foreclosure where people were having to get rid of their animals and cages and different things like that. So I kind of gleaned off the land, and everything at the farm is made of repurposed material.
Now, we're recording this in February, listeners. I was out there in January, and you had red ripe strawberries. Eat your heart out, East Coast folks, in the middle of the blizzard while we were out sampling strawberries.
Right. Yeah, that was in a vertical growing system that we had, basically a trash can with slices cut in the side around, and the strawberries would grow out of it.
Yeah, very innovative. Now, speaking of animals, you've also got all kinds of farm animals out there in that small space. Tell us a little bit about what you have.
Well, we have dairy goats, 3 female dairy goats, Beverly, Katie, and Sadie. We also have chickens that we raise for eggs.
Yeah, all different kinds. How many different types of chickens do you
have?
We
have about 8 or 10 different breeds, quite a variation of color and color of eggs. We'll get pink and blue and green and brown and white.
So Easter's coming up, listeners. You don't have to dye the eggs. Just get some chickens that lay them in colors. How interesting. You also have ducks and turkeys, I understand.
Ducks, turkeys, rabbits. The rabbits that we raise are Flemish giant rabbits.
Adorable. How big is the Flemish giant?
One of them is about 20 pounds. The world record right now for a Flemish giant is 55 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's quite the rabbit.
You sell those for pets if people want?
They make incredible pets. They're very docile. They get very large. And a friend of ours has one of them that we sold to them, and the rabbit sleeps with a girl at night in the bed.
Goodness. And gorgeous. And they don't bark, and they don't scratch?
No. They do chew on wires, though.
Uh-oh. Gotta watch that. Yeah. But they're adorable. You also had a pot-bellied pig out there.
Right. Her name's Piglet, and she's our little farm pig. She'll greet you at the gate looking for food and follow you around, make sure you're doing everything that you need to do. So she's quite the funny pig. So.
Now, those of us that work in regular jobs talk about bringing home the bacon, but you really do that. I understand you have a second farm out in Hamul that's, what, about 3/4 acre?
Yeah, about an acre that we use. We also raise organic free-range chickens and free-range pork there. Mm-hmm. We do all the processing ourselves. When we process bacon, sausage, ham, we don't use nitrates or nitrites to preserve them. So it's do our own smoking. Mm-hmm. So they are good, healthy meat, and a lot of people are very impressed by them.
Yeah. And then right there at your backyard in Spring Valley, you've got a barn, and you do cheese making, as well as other products from the dairy goats that you raise from the milk. What else do you make?
Right. Well, we start off with the milk. Of course, it's all organic milk, so it's very healthy, which we do sell by the quart. And we process the milk into cheese, lotion, soap, ice cream. That's about all we'll use for. So
wonderful. I know my mother was raised on a farm in Texas years ago, and it's really a set of skills that have been lost largely in today's generation of kids growing up. But in her day, she said they raised absolutely everything they needed. They only had to go to town to buy coffee and sugar. Are we kind of seeing a reversal back to that trend, a little bit of interest in the new generation wanting to learn how to live off the land again, Don?
Yeah, I would hope to see that. We've come to a point where everything is so fast food and organized that's in a lot of ways unhealthy ways. So my focus has been providing healthy food and teaching people how to raise that themselves. And
yeah, speaking of the teaching, you do all kinds of classes out there at Valley View Urban Farm. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the things people can learn if they sign up for the classes.
Sure. Our most popular one is cheese making. We'll learn to milk the goats right before we make the cheese. And within 2 hours, you'll come and make 3 different kinds of cheeses. And you can take home a product and samples and learn how to do that and do it yourself.
That sounds delicious. You also teach classes in canning. You know, you can't eat all those vegetables all in one fell swoop in the season, right. So you can save some for the winter months.
Sure.
Fermenting. Tell us about that.
Fermenting class is very interesting. You'll learn how to make sauerkraut, which is one of the healthiest probiotic foods that you can eat when it's made by yourself.
Yeah.
It's a lot more healthy because there are no other additives that people put in.
So. Bread making. Where do you get the grain?
We buy a organic whole wheat. We grind it ourselves. It's also in a class. Learn how to make bread. Mm-hmm. Sourdough bread is our specialty, which is in these days gluten-free because the fermentation eats up the gluten in the sourdough bread. So it's very good for people that are gluten intolerant.
Very nice. And then you teach people how to raise chickens and goats and pigs and all of these other animals we've been talking about also, I presume?
Correct, yeah. All the intricacies that goes into taking care of these animals and keeping them healthy and productive for their lives and giving them a great life.
Also, soap making and lotion making.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We do specialized different types of lotion, which are all made from goat milk, as well as the soaps.
Very good. I understand you also have some construction classes geared toward folks that may be doing a little bit of farming and want to learn how to make things. Tell us about that.
Sure. My background has been in construction for a long time, as well as culinary, but I was very interested in alternative building practices. So we have classes in straw bale building and cordwood building, and I've also built a lot of log homes.
Wow.
So that's not too many around here.
Fabulous. And people can also find you teaching in some of our county libraries.
Right. The county libraries have contracted with me to come and teach different classes.
Very cool.
The Crest Library, the Ramona Library.
Yeah. So you can check the San Diego County Library schedule to get the latest classes coming up, listeners.
Correct.
Now, we've saved the best for last. I'm sure a lot of you are wondering, how on earth do you do all this stuff in such a small space? Again, this half-acre farm in Spring Valley and a one-acre one out in Jamul. You can learn more at valleyviewurbanfarm.com, but also very soon, Don is going to be hosting a segment coming up for us on the East County Magazine radio show called Backyard Homesteading.
Correct. Looking forward to sharing my knowledge and wisdom about different things that I've learned and being able to pass it on to you and encourage you to do the same.
Well, very good. Don, I want to thank you for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ. And we're going to end, listeners, by playing the intro to our upcoming backyard homesteading segment that Don Axe is going to be generously hosting for us. So listen up.
Hi, this is Don Axe at Valley View Urban Farm, your host of the Backyard Homestead, your how-to source for urban farming, homesteading, even in a small space, and getting back to our agricultural roots.